food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Obamacare stories say medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fraction U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, effective for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Obama is out there rejecting redrawing the borders in Ukraine. You know, this from the government that, along with the other allies, after World War I, redrew all the borders in the Middle East, took the Ottoman Empire and broke it up and created all these little easily controlled countries. They redraw the borders when they want to, and the rest of the time, it's against international law and democracy. I have a comment. Mr. Obama, look down. See that nation you're standing on? It's called the United States of America, and there and only there do you have any say about what's going on. You're not the president of the Ukraine. You're not the president of Crimea. And don't stop mucking around with all these other countries and deal with them here inside this country. We, the people, are going to have a serious rethink about what's going on. All right, now, Dan the Man is now in our control room. The phone are open, 800-313-443, 800-313-9443. And a little programming announcement. I'm going to be taking the microphone for the first hour of Stedmiller. So after finish up this hour, I'll actually still be here on RBN for another hour to that, in case you want to tune in here. All righty, let's see. We talked about this earlier in the week, about the surge in severe birth defects that has hit Washington State, particularly in the Yakima Valley region of Washington. There's a huge increase in the number of babies with near birth defects. And the initial story is the state health officials have no idea what's going on. And apparently, the birth defects are centered around anencephaly, and I hope I pronounced that correctly, in which babies are born missing much of their brains and skulls, which means they still look forward to good careers in Congress. But a more serious note, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's Fukushima radiation, No, it isn't. Or these problems would be all over the western coast of the North American continent. I think it is time to take another look at the radiation leaking out of the Hanford nuclear facility. Now, for all you computer users on Windows XP, if you're like me, you got a notification via the update system reminding us that official Microsoft support for XP will end. You need to update Windows 8. No, we don't. I have a friend who had a machine, has a machine with Windows 8, asked my help to fix an issue, and I just found Windows 8, especially with that tile interface, just a pain to use. Everything moved around and obfuscated was much harder to get into the system level. I don't like it. Windows XP is still close to, well, it's above one quarter, close to one third of the implementations out there. Nobody wants to leave that. Now, it's important to remember that the vast majority of updates for Windows XP coming out of Microsoft are security updates. Fix ever. Now, in a little piece of good news, the major antivirus companies have said they will continue to update the antivirus software on XP machines and have no intention of stopping until, you know, there are no more XP machines out there. So the end of official Microsoft support in terms of the security of your system, it's a non-issue, because the antivirus commercial providers are going to continue to support, and they're your front line anyway. So let's talk a little bit about global warming, and we reposted that story. Niagara Falls froze again, this time into a solid lump. We have photos of that linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, including one of the photos there where it's just amazing to see this. going on. And it is a reminder, it is very cold in this country right now. Article coming out of Stephen Goddard WordPress saying, 15 years into a global cooling trend, and the carbon Nazis are continuing to try and promote their scam of human-caused global warming. It's all because of carbon dioxide. It's all your fault, and you will atone for your sins against Mother Earth with carbon taxes and carbon credits. And this is amazing. Right now, satellites are showing global temperatures back to where they were when the satellites first went up in 1979. So the warming trend that they had in the 1990s is gone because solar output is in decline. And all of the carbon Nazi scammers are still trying to keep this thing going. And they are aided by all those institutions and government agencies and scientists who bet their reputations hopping on the human-caused global warming bandwagon. And now they have to keep supporting the lie because once the general public knows it's a lie, their credibility is shot. Nobody will take papers from them anymore. They won't get any more funding. Now, there is a new report published by the Global Warming Policy Foundation that basically says one of the reasons why those dire prognostications of the global warming hysterics from 10 years ago didn't come to pass is they emphasized the role of carbon dioxide in their computer models. Well, I mean, they were funded to basically link carbon dioxide to global warming. And we know much of that computer code was rigged to sell that idea. Remember the whole ClimateGate scandal out of Hadley CRU, where internal emails and actual computer source code were leaked out. And you could look at the computer code and see where they put in this little thing where after this year, start adding heat, adding numbers to the temperature to create that hockey stick. They're basically saying the actual evidence out there saying is climate is nowhere near as sensitive to carbon dioxide as has been promoted by the carbon Nazis. And remember, the reason they put the focus on carbon dioxide was in order to create the link to human activity. The reality is there are far more abundant and potent greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. The biggest one, of course, is water vapor. But you're not going to convince people to pay a cloud tax. We don't cause clouds. Methane is 10 times as effective as a greenhouse gas as carbon dioxide. But the majority of methane comes from deep crust microbes, termites, cow flatulence, and those are all life forms far too intelligent to believe Al Gore's nonsense. They picked CO2 as the villain because they could say, oh, CO2, it's from human activity and burning fossil fuels. It was all driven by a desire for money. And the carbon Nazis know they're losing, and they're losing very, very badly. Apparently, over in Britain, some of the members of parliament are up there saying, look, you can't keep TV, basically said, shut up. That's the latest defense of the carbon Nazis when they're challenged on global warming, is just shut up. It's settled. The science is settled. Shut up. I don't want to hear it anymore. Meanwhile, the Great Lakes have now reached the second highest ice cover on record. A lot of ice up there. The maximum was set back in 1979. Metro Detroit has endured the coldest winter in 36 years and the snowiest in 133. Now, even the Federal Reserve is saying all this cold weather is harming the U.S. economy because of people having to stay home from the storms, resources being diverted to simply keeping places heated. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. And even the Pentagon is still out there trying to sell it. The Pentagon has denounced climate change, saying it is a threat multiplier, and it could increase terrorist activity. That's a bit of a reach, I think. It's a bit of a reach. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a listener just sent me in another story. This is from Freep.com. As of Tuesday of this week, North America is covered by the third highest amount of snow for this late in the season since records began in 1966. Now, there's another aspect to all this snow where they're talking about third highest level of snow for the entire country, various cities, highest snow in 133. When the spring melt finally does get here, which looks to be very late this year, but it will get here, and all that snow melts, where's that water going to go? Because we know the storm drains and flood control in this country have been neglected by the government for decades. The storm drains are not being kept clean. There's an accumulation of brush and debris down there that blocks them. We know a lot of flood control channels are cracked and leaking. We're going to see some major, major flooding come springtime, which they'll blame on global warming or it's somebody else's fault because that's how politicians operate. If it's good, take credit for it. If it's bad, find somebody else to blame for it and never, ever, ever admit error or mistake. That's how they operate. Governmental infallibility. which has about as validity as papal infallibility. I'm never wrong, no matter how wrong I am. Now, speaking of wrong, most Americans are probably still living the illusion that the Food and Drug Administration is there to keep an eye on food and drugs being sold to the public, to basically look out for things that may not be perfectly healthy for you. And I think looking at these very glossy, expensively produced TV commercials that we see for prescription pharmaceuticals. And by the way, the United States is one of only two countries that allow commercials for prescription drugs on TV. We see these commercials, they're very expensively produced, and there's always that disclaimer on the back saying, you know, if you take this drug, you could actually die from it. But if you do, you can't do anything about it because we did warn you. And now the FDA, of course, is scaling back how many of these disclaimers need to be on these commercials. They don't have to tell you all the problems. Now they only have to tell you the one or two worst. And there's an article that came out in naturalnews.com basically looking at FDA procedures and saying that the scientific evidence for FDA-approved drugs isn't so scientific. And for the drugs coming from the big budget giant pharmaceutical nations, there are and have been shortcuts where about a third of the new drugs being brought on the market are approved on the basis of just one clinical trial, which is can be a very short duration. That basically the model is put it out on the market. When people start dying, issue a warning. If we have to recall it, we still made money, more than enough to cover the lawsuits. And we're living in a country right now where these various government agencies appear to be funded and operated merely as part of the illusion that the government is doing something useful for you. Now, we know when Bernie made off with the loot, was running his Ponzi scheme for 12 years, and people like Harry Markopoulos were coming into the Securities and Exchange Commission with the evidence of a Ponzi scheme gift-wrapped on a silver platter, the SEC did nothing. The investigators who went over to Bernie Madoff, they just handed him resumes. They wanted to get in on the party. We know that Minerals Management Service was ignoring the problems on the Deepwater Horizon drilling platform, including the fact that the manual blowout preventer on the floor of the Gulf was 4 years overdue for its mandatory maintenance. Now we're finding out that various other agencies, they're just sitting around collecting their expensive paychecks, and they're not really doing anything. They're part of the theater. They're part of the illusion that the government is still doing something useful to the American people, but they aren't, because the government has gone totally over into serving the corporations, primarily the financial corporations, and their entire domestic policy right now is just tell everybody everything's okay. Remember when Fukushima blew up? The first thing the USDA and the FDA did was raise the limit for safe exposure to radiation. Oh, yes, 2 weeks ago this radiation would have been dangerous for you, but today it's perfectly safe because we changed the number. After Fukushima, the FDA went up to Alaska, had a big news conference with the head of the Alaska Fishing Commission, State Fishing Commission, saying, we absolutely know that the radiation is not coming up here, and we don't need to test the seafood for radiation. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. So these government agencies that are paid your tax dollars are in effect being used as part of the propaganda matrix to get you to go on being dependent on government and the law corporations for everything you need in your life. Now, there are lone voices out there trying to get the truth out. They're generally ignored here. A story that was over in naturalblaze.com of research published in The Lancet, which is the British, highly regarded British medical journal. And this is telling us about research from Harvard School of Public Health and the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, and found out there is a link between fluoridated water and ADHD and other mental disorders. Now, there was another report came out last year that found that children who are drinking fluoridated water had slightly lower IQs than kids who were drinking regular, natural, out-of-the-ground, unchemical-laden water. remember Brave New World, Aldous Huxley? And the premise of the story was the government took it upon itself to drug the population to create these four categories of human beings. Very few rulers, and then under them were these various classes of workers who were chemically, had their brains crippled. So they wouldn't question, would just obey orders and do what they were supposed to do. And it seems like we're there. Because what is the reason they're putting fluoride in the drinking water? It's been established that while topical application of fluoride does help prevent tooth decay, drinking it in your water does not. It has no effect on tooth decay, so why are they still pumping it into the water? Is it part of a process to keep us all dumbed down and tranquilized? Because fluoride in water is a mild tranquilizer. Maybe they're keeping us tranquilized with fluoride so we don't stand up and kick out our incompetent, corrupt government. We live in a time where we can put nothing past this government, which is dedicated to its own preservation and enrichment, not to what's good for the people of the United States of America. The question we need to ask these days is not what is our government capable of, but what is our government not capable of? And more we find out there is no crime, no atrocity, no horror, no abomination that this government won't do in pursuance of perpetuating itself and its power and the flow of wealth to themselves and their private central banker cronies. Now, there's a growing debate over the issue of e-cigarettes and e-cigars and the rest of it. And apparently Los Angeles City Council has now voted to ban electronic cigarettes in bars and restaurants. That was one of the big selling points of the e-cigarettes, is because they weren't tobacco and the vapor they put out has no odor, that they were allowed in places where regular tobacco smoking was banned. Los Angeles City Council says no. The e-cigs are now banned from bars and restaurants. We don't know where that's going to lead, but it's more big daddy government. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odor, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is truly non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We have a caller on the line, Joe in Brooklyn. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Mike. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
And the Hawaiian Islands are nice and toasty, and up here in New York, New York State, Niagara Falls are totally frozen, Great Lakes are frozen, and Al Gore is still breathing fire.
Whining and crying. Actually, he's running around to all the thermometers with a hairdryer trying to keep those numbers up here. It's 79.5 degrees here right now on the island of Oahu.
And, yes, of course, what's interesting is there's certain hoaxes in this world. One is the AIDS virus, and HIV is the only known retrovirus that is fatal. We don't know why this is the case, why it takes 10 years to be fatal, why some people get it and don't die. Once people die, why we test for it, only test the antibodies. I don't agree, totally agree with Peter Duisberg, what he says, but a lot of this, what he says is absolutely true. He's one that decades ago, deciphered the retrovirus, and this is actually a quite interesting story, and this could very well be a bioweapon created by the government. We don't know.
Well, let me give you my take on the AIDS virus and the HIV virus.
HIV-1, HIV-2.
We know, and it's even been documented in movies, when the AIDS started to become a significant health issue, and it was realized that it was probably going to infect all of the gay population and potentially jump to the heterosexual population, the pharmaceutical companies and laboratories realized there was a potential for big bucks. And there was this race between... I think it was Dr. Gallo here in the United States and his counterpart at the Pasteur Institute in France to first of all come up with a identify the infectious agent and then come up with kind of a test, because the patent on that test would be worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. And so they were rushing to try and be the first one to announce. There were accusations of theft of information from each other. It actually got very, very ugly, and it even went to court. Where it basically came out that the Americans and the French would share the revenues from the test and share the credit for the discovery, but it was a very ugly example of how science can be distorted by financial motives.
Robert Gallo was pretty upset. He was not given credit for and a Nobel Prize for discovering AIDS. It was given to a Frenchman. Actually, there was actually a TV movie based on this event, and Robert Gallo stole the slides and he claimed he invented AIDS. Actually, he defeated some fraud. And on the area of AIDS, and he said he was the guy who discovered it, actually was discovered by the French first.
Yes.
But HIV is actually a, we all know why, it just, we all know how it worked, because there is an antiretrovirus. AZT was killing people. AZT was a drug made in the 50s. They pushed it onto the people at AIDS, and then it killed people fast, even die faster if they weren't taking it. So people were better off not taking AZT. AZT was killing people. And it's a very dangerous
drug. Yeah, but it was making money, and that's all that really counts. You know,
yeah, it stopped DNA replication, and that's why it was such a dangerous drug. It did exactly what it was killing people. So I saw I was in New York, you know, when I was very young, and people were just dying all over the place. People were skeletonized or they're looking around like they're all emaciated.
Remember.
So it was actually not a happy time, and now they have antiretrovirals that allegedly work. Allegedly, they help originally keep the HIV away, but they destroy your liver.
To get back to what I was saying, with all this rush to try and get to patentable solution and identification and all the other stuff, it is entirely possible they could have gone in the wrong direction. We know there is some fraud in the official story about HIV, because the story is that this virus originated in the green vervet monkey and then jumped to humans in Africa. The problem with that is when a pathogen jumps species, it can always be made to reinfect the original host animal. But the HIV, you can't infect the green vervet monkey with it. So that kind of undermines this whole idea that this originated in monkeys and jumped to humans. Where I think it came from was the smallpox vaccination campaigns in Africa. Because as it turns out, those smallpox vaccinations in Africa did not involve vaccine that was made in clean, sterile laboratories in the United States and Europe. They were setting up these little shack operations all across Africa. They were not clean. They were not sterile. What they were doing was taking cowpox virus and culturing it on sheep's liver, which is a standard practice. The problem was the cows they were getting the smallpox from were also suffering from bovine leukemia. And the sheep's livers they were using came from sheep's with what's called the Visna virus. And if you look at the HIV virus structurally, it bears a marked similarity to both of those. We know today how easy it is for viruses to recombine when they share the same host animal. That's where most of the new flus come from. And the reason we've got a virus that's got elements from swine flu and bird flu and human flu. And I think what happened was in those less than clean conditions in those African labs and using these animals that had other illnesses, they accidentally, and I stress accidentally, created a new life form that was a combination of the virus from the sheep and the leukemia virus from the cows, and that what was passed on through the smallpox vaccinations into the African population, from which it then spread to other parts of the world. That is my theory of the origin of HIV. But you're absolutely right. There are people who test positive for HIV who never develop the AIDS symptoms. There are people who have AIDS where you cannot find HIV in them. It is entirely possible that this race between Gallup and the Pasteur Institute got everybody pointed in the wrong direction. But they had something they claimed would work. They built medication that was based on it. They're making a lot of money. And again, looking at how the profit drives our medical establishment, even if it's going in the wrong direction, and getting back to this report that was coming out in The Lancet, one of their criticisms for the FDA about these ultra-short tests to authorize these new medications was that the FDA isn't testing to see if these new medications are more effective than already existing medications on the market. Because the model now is to come up with a whole new chemical that can be patented to guarantee market exclusivity and high profits, even if it's not as good as the generics and naturals that are out there, and to basically put that out and market it. And it's just all driven by the money agenda, okay?
AIDS is just a retrovirus. HIV is a retrovirus. Therefore, there's no known deadly retrovirus. So basically, AIDS may just be a cover for something totally different disease they're not telling the public. It's a cover they're telling the public a big lie that there's HIV detected in retroviruses. And could very well be a situation with the, you know, what is a cover story? So,
I think the primary cause of the HIV and AIDS epidemic was accident and stupidity. Joe, I'm going to have to let you go. We're running out of time, and we got some more callers on the line. I'd like to switch over to Fred in Michigan. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, after hearing the revelation regarding Victoria Nuland and that guy Pyatt,
yeah,
were those treasonous synagogue of Satan, Talmudic serpent, semi-Zionist pagan bird operatives in the State Department?
We're talking about things that were going on in Ukraine, in Kiev, that are probably the result of covert operatives, whether it's CIA or Mossad. We know there were Israelis on the ground helping to lead the protest and the eventual conflict.
Isn't that sufficient evidentiary proof that we need to en masse demand, bombard, start holding town hall meetings to defund and deport AIPAC, ADL, all of these pro-Israeli subversive groups? They need to be totally defunded and deported at the very least.
I'm in agreement with you, except that, and I have no objection to people having public meetings to voice their displeasure, but right now the government isn't listening to you. And in this age of massive vote fraud, they're not even listening that closely to you during the election season. Obviously, for a big issue like Obamacare, they're worried and trying to manipulate and maneuver that to minimize its negative impact. But again, in this country, any suggestions that AIPAC be brought under the same controls as any other foreign policy lobby, they're going to scream anti-Semite at you, and they're going to ignore you. Even though AIPAC is now demonstrably weaker in its total lock on the U.S. government, they still have a lot of power. And they're going to be using it, especially in this election year. They're handing out all kinds of campaign cash to everybody who'll say, I'm a friend of Israel.
And maybe that's why they introduced H.R. 4099 or whatever it is to counter the boycotting efforts of academics.
Yeah, they absolutely want to destroy the First Amendment when it comes to Israel. Joe, I'm going to have to let you go. No, I got another minute. I'm sorry. I wasn't reading the clock correctly here. Israel's attitude is First Amendment shouldn't apply when Israel's involved. Nobody has a right to criticize Israel. We know that a lot of pro-Israel politicians are trying to basically pass laws to financially punish.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendivite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendivite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have, but I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the ship is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Right now, we're going to go back to the phones. Bob in Tranquility. Hello, Tranquility Base. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Michael? Yes, I called in about the AIDS. That's the business that I'm in, is selling to the researchers in the life science industry. Early 80s, I stopped in at Lederle Laboratories as the AIDS pandemic was exploding and the sensationalization of it. And a virologist up at Lederle said to me, you know where AIDS started? And I said, no. And he said, it started here. And I said, well, what do you mean? He says, we made a vaccine for hepatitis B and gave the trial runs to the gay communities in New York and San Francisco. And he said, do the epidemiology. You'll see where the where it was given comes the AIDS. So I said to him, I said, well, that's very easy. Just pull samples and analyze it for the virus. And he says, oh, conveniently, the ultra colds broke down and the samples were destroyed. So that was that.
I'd heard that story before, but that doesn't explain why AIDS was all over Africa.
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
The guy that developed the vaccine and also the polio vaccine at Lederle Labs was a guy by the name of Hilary Kaprowski.
Okay.
Kaprowski left Lederle Labs. It's reported he took the formulations for the virus, the vaccine, with him. And he went to Wistar Institute. At Wistar, he didn't want to play by the rules, so he went to Africa so that he could circumvent the FDA. And if you do the epidemiology, you'll find out that where the polio vaccine was given, AIDS developed. Now, there's an extensive book on it by Edward Hooper called The River. Now, I'm not discounting what you say. That may also have had a hand in it. But, that's my 2 cents. Now, Kaprowski got a guy at NYU, Claudio, I can't remember the doctor's last name. I used to call on him. He was supposed to, disprove this. But so far, I haven't haven't seen anything really hit the press. It might have gone into some other publications, but that's about where it's at. So Kaprowski's very... This is one of the reasons why the African nations don't want to take vaccines. This is also one of the reasons why the people in India and Pakistan don't want to take vaccines.
Well, we certainly have a growing number of people here in the United States who want to stay away from the vaccines. I mean, we're just getting all these horror stories about what is in them and the harm that they can cause. I keep thinking back to the 76 or 79 swine flu epidemic, where the vaccine was killing 50 times as many people as the flu was.
Right.
But it's all about making money, and at this point, I think everybody is very skeptical of anything coming out of the U.S. government and corporate media in terms of assuring us that thus and such is safe and harmless and it's beneficial. It's just more advertising. And we absolutely do not have a government that is at all interested in making sure that what we're being forced to buy from the medical industrial complex is in fact safe and effective.
Well, there was also a case of a vaccines made by Baxter Labs in Europe, which they made 72 kilos, and one being involved in supplying the vessels that they grow these things in, and also the rooms that they're contained in, know how this thing works. You don't make what happened at Baxter by accident. What happened was they sent 72 kilos out to 18 different countries in Europe. One of the companies, this was supposed to be broken down and put it to vaccines, made thousands and thousands of vaccines. So the company that got it in the Czech Republic checked it out first on ferrets. All the ferrets died. Turns out that it was contaminated with avian flu. Now, if you contaminate influenza with avian flu, what you get is a recombination, which would make that flu, the avian flu, transmissible from human to human. And I don't think you do that by accident. The testing and the that you have to go through to sterilize a room after one object has been made, say you're making the flu vaccine, you have to go through over 500 tests to validate that room is sterile. You can't bring in two viruses. This was not that wasn't done by accident.
Well, my tendency is to presume accident at first until nefarious intent is demonstrated. But we do know CDC and USAMRIID. We found the documentation back during that big swine flu hysteria in 2009, where they were out there selling vaccines because there was a pandemic. We found documentation that CDC is intentionally creating these hybridized flus with DNA from pigs and birds and humans. And, USAMRIID is looking at weapons applications for this technology. And all it's going to take is one drop test tube to have a major, major problem.
Well, the other factor here, stepping back to the early 80s, before the 84 election, I called on the New York Blood Center in New York City. And the Department of Epidemiology was run by a woman by the name of Patricia Taylor, who just happened to be the wife of the Canadian ambassador to Iran that got the people out. They had to leave, and she got the epidemiology there, never had any money, and her husband got, I believe, the consulate in New York City. Well, her lab assistant calls me up one day, and he needs about $250,000 worth of equipment. And I said to him, you never have any money. What did you get? And he said, well, the centers have people with AIDS and hepatitis that come in and donate blood every week or every month. And, there's a lot of money in blood in all the different components.
Mm-hmm.
So our position was, how do we know that people will come down with hepatitis or with AIDS if they get transfused blood? I said to myself, I said, Ed, you got to be kidding. He says, no, the CDC has granted a $25 million grant to test this at several places around the country. So this is where Arthur Ashe with New York Hospitals, one of the hospitals that participated, and mm-hmm. he's one of the ones that got a transfusion that was to after the fact, and that's why thousands and thousands have died in every state of AIDS and hepatitis.
Yeah, it was a major scandal. I mean, one of the scandals coming out of Clinton's Arkansas was they had these blood product companies coming down and collecting blood from prison inmates with no testing at all. if these guys had illnesses. And there are people, well-meaning, who donate blood, who can walk into a blood donor center not knowing they're carrying HIV or hepatitis because they're not symptomatic yet, and can donate blood. There was that whole scandal where I think it was Bayer was manufacturing a coagulation aid for hemophiliacs and manufactured it out of contaminated blood. When it came out, they had to stop selling it here in the U.S., but they went and sold it to other places around the world and triggered an AIDS epidemic here. Bob, I got to let you go. We got a few minutes left. I'm going to try and cram in one more phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Talk fast.
Bye. Your last speaker was talking about the AIDS thing. Here's an interesting book you may want to run by sometime, or your readers, your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Lab 257, The Disturbing Story of the Government's Secret Germ Laboratory. Now, this laboratory is outside of New York. It's on Plum Island. It's a heavily guarded facility.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you that the government will tell you that it's a laboratory working on cures for diseases to help better our lives, but that's quite different than the writer and his sources will quote and tell you. Is there's a lot more going on there, and it's biological weapons they are creating, and I think a lot of them are getting out, and that's why we're finding these weird, strange diseases that just pop out of nowhere.
It's entirely possible. I mean, I've known about Plum Island for a long time. I understand they were actually thinking of relocating it to the mainland because the cost of getting people out there. But they love to put these things on islands. Here in Hawaii, we have a lot of GMO testing. They figure if something crawls out of the garden they can't deal with, well, it's just Hawaii. And yeah, a lot of these labs, the United States, for all of its screaming about Assad's chemical and biological weapons, we've never destroyed our chemical weapons, which were required by treaty. And yeah, CDC and USAMRID and Plum Island, they're still working on biological weapons. The new buzzword is ethnically sensitive biological weapons, and it's understood Israel's also working that biological weapons that will target specific ethnic types. And again, one mistake and a dropped test tube, and we could have a new black plague on our hands. Okay, there's the music. Steve, I'm sorry, I got to let you go. We ran out of time. I didn't even have time for my normal wrap-up. A reminder that I am taking the microphone for John Stadmiller's show for the first hour after this top of the hour blurb and commercials, and I will be right back.
Financial